It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Hey, hey, hey. Something interesting to be on the lookout for if you're a college football fan and you watch that College Game Day show on ESPN. Jason Aldean, who is a country singer from Georgia, he has put it out there that he's dying to be a guest picker on College Game Day.
I would love to do that so much.
That is where they, you know, at the end of the show, after they've been out there all morning in front of the crowd and they're, you know, talking about all the games coming up, at the end of the show, they do their picks on the panel. And they always have a guest celebrity come in and do it. The Rock, I think, has done it a couple times. But it's always somebody of note. It's never just somebody you go, who the hell is that? It's not like a Dancing with the Stars celebrity.
Yeah, and they're usually
it's a real celebrity
tied into one of the schools that's involved in the big game that day.
Right. So if they, for example, if they're setting up and they're in Georgia for a Bulldogs game, that's when they would bring in Jason Aldean. I think they've had Luke Bryan on there before because he's from Georgia as well. But anyway, Jason Aldean said he's been dying to do it because Luke Combs and somebody else has done it. And he said, I can pick way better than they can. They didn't know what they were doing. So what's going to be interesting is that after he's put that out there like that, if ESPN will have him.
Because they will have Georgia. I mean, Georgia's the number one team in the country. Right. They will have them somewhere.
I'm going to predict that he does not get the invitation because he and his wife are outspoken conservatives. And liberal-ass ESPN, I don't think, would take a chance on putting him on that panel.
Yeah, I kind of doubt it, too. But have you seen the Kirk Herbstreit controversy that's come up lately?
No, I know he's a menace.
Somebody tweeted Kirk Herbstreit the other day and said, do you believe men should be competing in women's sports? And maybe have said, may have added something like, I don't expect an answer. They were being kind of snotty. And he responded with, it's not even a question. No, absolutely not. And then people started firing off stuff at him, and he came back. And in an interview, I guess, with Pat McAfee, he said, he goes, I'm tired. He goes, I'm tired of people not realizing how dumb this is. No, men in any form should not be competing against women in any form. He said, and it's not fair that because of my Christian beliefs, people get in such an uproar when I'm supposed to accept their beliefs. No, it's not right. And he even said shit like three.
Yeah, it's
funny. Wait, are we?
Yeah, it's extra. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's weird to hear him cuss on Pat McAfee's show.
Like three times
he's so nice.
And he goes, it's give you all kinds of shit about the fact that you stand up for what you believe in, but it's okay for them to stand up for what they believe. He goes, I'm tired of it. Mm-hmm. No, no, no. And people have been like, oh my, yes. Like, we didn't know he was such a conservative.
You don't even have to be a conservative to think that.
You really don't. But it's caused quite a controversy, and ESPN hasn't said anything yet, so I'm curious to see how that plays out.
Yeah, fire Kirk Herbstreit, right. ESPN. Let's see you do that. Please. Please do that.
I mean.
And see what happens.
They pay him $15 a year that he makes, I think.
Just for College Game Day?
No, all told. Because he does. I know he does College Game Day, and then, you know, most of those weeks, he then flies off to do the feature game of the night on ABC. Yeah. So it's all part of a package. Plus, I think he does like social media and talk show stuff as well.
Yeah.
And now he does the Amazon Thursday night pro game every week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. With Al Michaels.
With Al Michaels.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's pretty valuable. Kirk Herbstreit. Down on Herbstreit. That's what they ought to do. They ought to make a song for College Game Day called Down on Herbstreit. Have damn Bob Seger come in singing his damn self.
Yeah, his earnings from ESPN and Amazon Prime bring his total estimated salary to roughly $18 million a year.
I figure it'd be more than that.
That's
he's
dream.
A pauper.
What a dream job, though. I mean, not only he's great at it, but what a dream job. I mean, he travels the country in private jets and all, but how cool would it be you're in Tuscaloosa the morning of, you know, You get to Tuscaloosa, you do a show from what, 9 a.m. or there would be 8 to 11 a.m.? Yeah, so you're on the air from 8 to 11 talking about college football in this grand setting. As soon as it's over, jump in the car, jet to the airport, private jet, you fly to L.A. where at, you know, prime time you're hosting, you're calling the UCLA-USC game. That's awesome.
But you think that has something to do with his marriage breaking up after all those years? That he was just too busy all the time? And
it could have been.
And all that.
Did his marriage break up?
Yeah. Divorce? Yeah.
Were they together a long time?
Uh-huh. Since college.
No way.
Yeah. I think that they split up.
Recently?
In the past couple of years, I think.
No way.
But I don't watch ESPN much. So
no, they're
I,
still
I,
together.
They are? Yeah, okay. Well, together. I must have been thinking of somebody else.
I like that he brings his dog around with him. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like people, I don't get people getting pissed off about the dog having its own Instagram account. I think it's really kind of fun to see. And he talks about it. People are like, shut up about the dog. We're talking about football.
That was the main story I saw about Kirk Herbstreit the last couple of years. Like, oh, he's got that golden retriever with him all the time.
Yeah, but the only thing about having your pet have their own Instagram account and all that is feminine. Maybe that's the problem. Yeah. He's not supposed to do feminine things like that.
Because now you're busy maintaining your dog's Instagram accounts.
I just had never known of a masculine man doing it other than him.
Yeah. There was a guy that used to live in the apartment across from me when I was living in the city, and he had one. They were a couple, but he did all – you'd see him down in the grass, like, setting up the tripod and recording his dog running back. And I was like, oh, my God, look at you. Look at you. It was a cute dog, and it's got a lot of followers, but I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I mean, you barely will post anything about yourself on your Instagram.
And my dog is cute enough to have his own Instagram, but I'm not doing that.
Oh, yeah, don't make that mistake of thinking my
dog's not. Don't get it twisted. Yeah. He would destroy you in an Instagram popularity contest. Your ugly dog.
Have you heard the story?
Flea bag.
Yeah.
Talking about Kirk Herbstreit, have you heard that story, TJ? I don't know who the guy is, and I'm trying to find it desperately right now. I can't think of his name. But he played linebacker in the NFL, well-known college football player. He and Kirk Herbstreit went to the same high school, but years apart. Mm-hmm. And the last time Kirk Herbstreit was hit in a game, that high school used to have an alumni game where the alumni would come and take on the current high school team as a promotional thing every year. So you had grown men taking on 16, 17, 18-year-olds, and Kirk Herbstreit was 37, and he was playing quarterback. And they tell this story that he broke out around the left side running the ball, and this guy who later went on to play in the NFL apparently just tattooed him.
So they're full pads, the whole thing?
Yeah, and Herbstreit got up and was injured. And that was the last hit that he ever took him back.
That's so dumb.
And that's what they were saying. Like, who? And the guy said, he goes, yeah. He goes, I hit him as hard as I could. He goes, I was 16 years old and I was terrified. He said, I was scared to death. So I was just hitting everybody. Just you hit them hard so they don't hit you hard. He goes, and I was just knocking people around like, because it turns out most of the alumni were kind of out of shape and weren't ready to be run over by a 17-year-old kid. But I'm trying to find his name, but he's the guy that he may have a bald head. He's never on the set. He's always off the set. I don't watch the show enough to remember who the guy is, but he did play in the NFL for a while.
But Kirk Herbstreit is a very nice guy in person.
He really is.
We did a thing with him one time, and he was super, super nice. So I was joking a minute ago when I said he was a menace. I was being sarcasm. Yeah. Very sarcasm. But I think I don't think he's all there now. He started aging a lot. And like we've heard him cuss accidentally on college game day and all of that stuff. And they kind of moved him out a little bit. And he always comes, he's holding the pencil all the time. And, you know, that's Kirk Herbstreit, right?
Yes, that's him. Yeah.
It's Lee Corso. Sorry. But that Pat McAfee has pretty much taken over that, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He takes over everything that he's a part of. He's just a bow hog.
I think he takes over it from an attention standpoint, but it's clear it's still Kirk Herbstreit.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like coming in there and just like taking over the everybody look at me, and he's good at it. Yeah. He's good at it. He's talented. But damn, those tank tops get on my nerves. Like, dude, come on.
I think he's toned down the tank tops lately, recently. The past couple times I've seen him, it may be no tank top.
Was he trying to make that his image, like the black tank top?
I think so.
Like, yeah. That's my thing?
I know, but then when you're trying to make something, your thing that looks trashy, you know.
Yeah.
Usually you wouldn't want to try to make something your trademark that makes you look poor.
Poor.
You know, if you worked so hard to be successful,
but maybe
why would you want to look poor?
Maybe he's trying to show he's a man of the people.
Well, do you know many people, Ace, that run around and wear nothing but tank tops all the time, especially if they're in front of guests or you know, if they went on TV, would they put on a damn tank top?
Yeah, I do not.
You know they wear them to work?
Yeah.
No.
No, I don't. Good point.
Where did he grow up?
Who? McAfee?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Because, I mean, they're rednecks from everywhere.
Yeah, so, and they're...
I think he's from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, somewhere up there.
There are a lot of rednecks in Pennsylvania. Not everybody, but there are a lot of them.
He's from Plum, Pennsylvania.
Plum?
P-L-U-M, yep.
I'm from Plum.
Plum.
P-P.
P-P.
Hell yeah.
P-P-A.
Well, good for them. Good for all of them. Rah, rah. Stop being feminine with a dog Instagram.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.